Hello, this is 3 Minute EdCade, a podcast about research at UC Davis. We know that what we already know affects how we learn new things. But how does this work at a molecular level?
Brian Wilchin, Associate Professor in the Department of Psychology. Does experience modify memory? And of course, we know that at least, you know, at a sort of cognitive level, that is true, that we learn differently, or the way that our, you know, the way that we learn now is affected by things we've learned in the past, right? So things that we have experience with, we can learn about more rapidly, we can encode things into sort of existing knowledge structures, right? We know all that. But our question was a little bit different, which was, are the cellular mechanisms of memory, if you go all the way, zoom all the way down to a neuron, did those change with experience? Or maybe those are so fundamental that they're just sort of, you know, universal. Mm-hmm.
Wilchin works with lab mice to understand memory. Decades of research shows that a molecule called the NMDA receptor, found at the connections between neurons, is vital to memory.
Block the NMDA receptor, the brain doesn't show very good plasticity, and the animal can't remember things very well.
Wilchin's students, Anna Cristani and Jamie Kruger, worked with a common training test called fear conditioning. They put a mouse in a new environment, and after a few minutes, the mouse got a mild electric shock through the floor. Wilchin compares it to licking a battery. But then they trained mice that had learnt this test once with fear conditioning in a different context.
Put them in a different cart, we take them down the hall a different way.
Now the mice could learn a fear response in the new context, and blocking the NMDA receptor doesn't block it. It must be a different mechanism.
If you were to look at sort of contemporary models of memory, this doesn't fit very well.
What they think is happening is this. The first time the mouse learns, nerve cells form a network that holds a memory. When the mouse learns something new but related, some of the cells in that network are activated again to form the new memory. This network formation is called plasticity. But they work a bit differently because they've already activated once.
And so the hypothesis is that maybe this sort of excitable state of these neurons could change the way new information is encoded. Our hypothesis was maybe you do activate some of the original network because the tasks have a degree of similarity to them, and now cells with different properties are activated and maybe they can undergo a different kind of plasticity than the one that we usually study.
To test this, they turned to Professor John Gray and graduate student Eden Barragan, work with mice whose nerve cells glow green after being activated. They can measure whether the previously activated cells fired more easily than others.
And what we find is that the GFP-positive ones are significantly more likely to be activated again than the cells that didn't participate in the original memory. So we have some cells that participated in this memory, when they go into B, at least some of them are activated again.
The green cells were more likely to be activated again when mice learned the second task.
The ways that cells become plastic can change depending on the cell's history.
What all this shows is that new memories build on previous similar ones, and that the way memories form changes as cells activated again.
And so the NMDA receptor is absolutely necessary. But in the case where we give them experience, maybe these cells are excitable, so they can become plastic in a different way using these other receptors. This NMDA receptor activation will strengthen synapses, which is how we think the memories are formed initially. And then a byproduct of that is that the cells become more excitable. And once the cells are in this excitable state, our data suggests, although I think we have to do a lot more studies to really nail this down, our data suggests that maybe this excitable network can learn using a different kind of receptor.
Lab mice live pretty easy lives, with plenty of food and water, but not much variety. Wild rodents, on the other hand, have lives of constant peril and sensory input. What more might be going on as they build memories?
What about an animal that actually navigates all the time, right? Every day, almost every moment of their life, they are navigating, forming spatial maps and figuring out what to do. So is it possible that these guys maybe initially formed some maps with NMDA receptors, but have now switched and are using completely different mechanisms to acquire this information? And there's other types too that we can look at. These are all different ways the cell can become plastic. And so we can start to ask more sophisticated questions.
Hopefully, that could lead to a better understanding of how to treat memory disorders in people.
All the things that we do in the lab are hopefully done to inform treatments on patient populations.
Thanks for listening to 3-Minute EdKid. For more episodes, find us on iTunes or on soundcloud.com/andyfeld.